This is the Santa Trackers podcast from SantaTrackers.net.
Greetings and welcome to a new episode of the Santa Tracker Podcast. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. SantaUpdate.com has reported that Santa's reindeer have started to return to the North Pole. This news is big because it is so early in the season for their return. I know we've talked a lot about reindeer in the past few episodes, but this news has implications for Santa Trackers everywhere. To discuss this with us again is the ultimate Santa Tracker elf, Crash Murphy. Crash, why is the return of reindeer to the North Pole a big deal?
Well, really it's not, Frank.
Well, come on, Crash, I just said it was. Your job here is to back me up a little bit and talk about why their early return matters.
Well, it matters in that we don't need to worry about them showing up late like they seemed to do last year. And I guess it matters because the reindeer department can now start training for this year and all the reindeer should be healthy and ready by the time Santa takes off. And I guess it matters because we can likely hold the reindeer games earlier this year, which would be kind of cool. But I can't see it matters any more than that, Frank.
Well, Crash, I heard that North Pole Flight Command was doing cartwheels over this news. Did I hear that wrong?
Well, if you heard that, then you got the wrong elf to be on the podcast, Frank. I haven't heard that at all.
You haven't? I thought you were pretty tight with Flight Command.
Well, I know a few elves over there, but actually some of those guys over there don't care for me too much, Frank.
Really? Why not?
Well, because I'm a disruption to the way they do things. I'm an exception. That makes me kind of unpopular.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a countdown to Santa's launch. But not one for Crash's launch. I tend to take off whenever I want or need. I tend to fly without a flight plan. I tend to go my own way. I'm a reporter, not a pilot, Frank. I don't fit into their little world over there.
You mean because you're just doing your job on North Pole Radio News, they don't like you?
It's not that they don't like me, Frank. It's just that I don't do things their way because my job doesn't allow me to.
So you don't have any inside information about things like reindeer sleighs and Santa's flight plans?
Well, I do, Frank, but those things usually come to me just from Santa and not really from the elves at North Pole Flight Command.
Well, have you talked to Santa about the early return of the reindeer?
I have, and he's totally stoked, Frank.
Okay, that's news. Let's talk about that. Why is Santa excited about the reindeer coming home early?
Well, I think a lot of it is for himself, you know, as a pilot. Nothing against some of the other everyday reindeer at the North Pole, Frank. I mean, Santa, he loves them and all, but to get the likes of Donner and Blitzen back and in the harness is kind of like upgrading from a Kia to a Ferrari.
You're saying that Santa is glad the reindeer are back because he can fly so much faster now in a sleigh?
Well, yeah, who wouldn't be excited about that, Frank? It means Santa's really back in business. Blitzen and those guys really do a lot to give Santa his superpowers.
Superpowers, Crash?
Well, sure, think about it, Frank. Without not only flying reindeer, but those particular flying reindeer and Rudolph and Blitzen and Dasher and all the others, well, Santa couldn't get around the world in one night. That's a pretty amazing superpower, wouldn't you say?
I would, but why would it matter if they're back in August or September? Santa doesn't need to go around the world super fast until Christmas, Crash.
Well, that's what you think, Frank, but those reindeer are constantly in flight during most years, long before Christmas. Most people don't even know that. They give Santa a lot of freedom and flexibility to do extra stuff.
Extra stuff? What extra stuff does Santa need to do that would require all of these world-class, really speedy reindeer, Crash?
Well, for one, he could rush off to San Francisco to get those sourdough French bread loaves that Mrs. Claus loves so much.
Santa really uses the reindeer to chase down French bread for Mrs. Claus.
Santa's a doting husband, Frank, something you'd know nothing about. He wants to please Mrs. Claus, and he does little things like that all the time.
Well, okay, I get that, but does he really use his prime team of reindeer for such an errand?
You know he does, Frank, but there's, you know, other things, too.
Like what? You'd think Santa would have his hands full with the busy workshop and millions of letters from believers around the world, among other things.
He does, Frank, but he also needs to be in a lot of places, and at the end of the day, it's his A-team that takes him there. He sees people all over the world. He leads special projects. For example, right now, he's spending a lot of time down in Haiti. Do you know why?
Well, they had a massive earthquake down there and a few tropical storms. They're really having a hard time.
That's right, and Santa's trying to help, because that's what he does. And guess who got him there?
Okay, that's the first thing you've said that has made any sense.
I'm not saying the reindeer being home early is a bad thing, Frank. Just the opposite. I know as long as they're here, they're doing good work because they work for Santa, and anyone working for Santa is, well, accomplishing great things.
Well, Tracker Elves work for Santa too, Crash. This is their podcast. I have it on good authority that the reindeer being back is a good thing for them. Can you tell me why?
Frank, I think it is one of those things that requires us to see and know the whole picture of Operation Merry Christmas.
What do you mean?
Operation Merry Christmas is all about getting Santa launched and Christmas delivered. The reindeer being back means that they're on the job and doing their part. That affects all of us, including Tracker Elves. What's the biggest news in Tracker Elves this year, Frank?
Well, it would have to be the big goal of 200 million Tracker Elves by launch time, Crash.
That's right, Frank. Look, I get lots of letters and emails and faxes and messages from Tracker Elves all over the world. So many that I can't even begin to answer them all. But I tell you that what is on their mind is the total number of elves that they need to recruit. They're just worried sick about it.
Well, how can reindeer help with that?
Well, they can't. That's a Tracker Elf problem, not a reindeer problem. So they cannot help directly, but the fact that they're back is a big thing to anyone trying to talk someone into becoming an elf, which should be, every Santa Tracker right now.
How so, Crash?
Well, if you're a Tracker Elf out there talking to friends, talking to family and parents and grandparents and neighbors and such, wouldn't you think talking about the reindeer would make talking about becoming an elf easier?
Well, okay, I suppose so.
You suppose so? Can you think of anyone who doesn't like reindeer, Frank?
Come to think of it, no, I can't, Crash. Everyone loves reindeer.
That's right. Reindeer are very popular, so if a Tracker Elf out there says, "Hey, did you know the Santa's reindeer have returned early to the North Pole?" Well, that's a great conversation starter. As the season goes on and more big news from the North Pole comes out, it becomes easier for Tracker Elves to recruit new Tracker Elves.
It does?
Oh, you bet it does. Any elf who asks someone the reindeer question is going to get questions in return. It's natural curiosity. They'll say, "How do you know this? What does that mean? Where do you get that information?" Questions are good for recruiting.
They are? How can that be true?
Causing questions to be asked means coming up with the answers, and the best answers are always the truth, Frank. And Elf will just say, "Well, I read it on SantaUpdate.com, or I got it from my elf friends at SantaTrackers.net, or something like that. Those answers lead to other questions. Once you get a few questions going, you have turned it into a conversation, and that ultimately gets people looking us up online or on social media. And that's what we need right now to get those 200 million elves that Santa wants.
So you're saying that just telling people about the reindeer being back is good enough to get them talking about Santa and Christmas?
That's absolutely right.
Well, why didn't you just say so, Crash? Thanks for that long-winded explanation. Folks, if you're a Tracker Elf looking to help Santa now, the best thing you can do is to start conversations with others about the news from the North Pole. Tell them what you hear on North Pole Radio News and on the Santa Tracker Podcast and on the North Pole Podcast. Tell them about the websites of SantaTrackers.net, SantaUpdate.com, ElfHQ.com, and NorthPoleFlightCommand.com. It's all free, and it's all there for them to explore. Just talk, and the elves will come that Santa wants for this year. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr with Elf Crash Murphy, thanking you for listening and inviting you to return again for another episode of the Santa Trucker Podcast.